Well, hello there, Abundant Life Living community. I want to welcome you all to my podcast, Living the Zoe Life, right? My weekly podcast where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. Now, I had started my podcast a while ago, and life was lifing, as people say. What does that mean? You know, that's something we could talk about. At any rate, life has been lifing, and I am just kind of getting things back on track. So I thought, you know what, let me start my podcast. And at the same time I'm podcasting, I also have a video going. So what is this living the Zoe life? Well, for those of you, first, I guess I should introduce myself. So my name is Tanya LaShawn Bryant, and I am a transformational coach. And so essentially, I work with women that are ready to transform their lives through shifting their mindsets. And so I own Abundant Life Living. And so that is my program where I focus in on coaching and I focus in on really helping women transform their lives so that they can be all that God's called them to be, right? And so I have started Abundant Life Living. I started it really probably around, I don't know, I want to say 2016. And it's kind of been off and on, just because life be lifing, right? You know, I'm taking care of this, taking care of that. And we are now in 2024. And one of the things that life had been lifing for me is in 2021, I decided to go back to school to work on my master's of social work degree. And social work is something that I had thought about doing way back when I first co started college and, you know, was just afraid. And that's actually will be another topic for one of my podcast sessions. At any rate, when I did that, I just really kind of and previous to that, I was in and out with Abundant Life Living and, you know, doing a little bit of here and doing a little bit of here, there. And I want you to know, for those listening and those that are desiring entrepreneurship, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. It takes discipline. It takes commitment. It's not an easy road. I think it's very rewarding once you really begin to experience success. But like anything in life, it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge. But if you're willing to put in the work and do what you need to do, it's well worth the challenge. So to get back, why, you know, so off and on, Abundant Life Living, doing various things. Really, I was just kind of trying to find myself, you know, building up my confidence and building up this idea, you know, do I have the wherewithal? Do I have the stuff that it takes to coach women? You know, do I have all that? So I would say from 2016 really on to now, if I'm just being really transparent and honest, it's been this growth period of finding me and being confident and knowing that I have something to offer. Something to offer the world, something to offer women. And so in my finding myself, I thought, you know, I develop Living the Zoe Life podcast. And so Zoe is a Greek word for life. And so my business, Abundant Life Living, is really founded upon that. So Abundant Life Living, as I said, is really dedicated to empowering women, you know, through transforming their lives, as I said earlier. And so one of the scriptures that I use in guiding me in this development of Abundant Life Living. And if you don't know by now, Abundant Life Living, it is a coaching, mentoring, and a spiritual empowerment for women business, right? And so it is very Christ-centered. The foundation is Christ-based. And so I coach, I mentor, I inspire, I empower women from that lens. And so I use the scripture, John 10:10, as kind of my guiding light, right? As my focus. There's a term that they use for something that the North Star, right? It's my North Star. And so John 10:10 really is the North Star, if you will, for Abundant Life Living. And so John 10:10, and so I'm getting to Zoe. So John 10:10 says, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version, then I'm going to read it from the Amplified, and if there's any other cool versions, because what I did was I went on to BibleGate, .com and put that scripture in. And so I just put that one scripture in, and then it gives me a list of the different versions for John 10:10. And so it says that in the King James Version, 21st century, it says that the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. So that's really my North Star for my business. The Amplified Version says that the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in its abundance to the full till it's overflowing. Now, I want to kind of dissect the word life that they use in this scripture. And that's how I came up with the title of our podcast, Living the Zoe Life. And so I'm going to go here. I'm using another resource that I use is blueletterbible.org. And so that helps me kind of look at the etymology, look at kind of just kind of dive a little deeper into scripture. And so I'm going to put in 10:10. And so, as I said, if I look at it from the King James Version, it says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Well, when we look up that word life, it means Zoe, ta-da, Abundant Life Living. So I wanted to focus in on living the Zoe life, living our life, right? And when we look at that word Zoe, I love this definition. One of the definitions says that Zoe means the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God through him. Okay. Also, it means life real and genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed in the portion, even in this world, who put their trust in Christ, but after the resurrection to be consumed by new ascension among them, a more perfect body and to last forever. So I really just pulled this, the idea of the absolute fullness of life. So when you're living the Zoe life, you're living the absolute fullness of life in every component of your life, spiritually, right? In relationship to your relationship with God, physically, you're in the your top physical peak, like you're healthy, right? Doesn't mean that you're skinny, but that you're healthy. So spirit, physically, soul, your mental. You, when you're living the Zoe life, that means that your consciousness, that you're healthy mentally, right? So spiritually, physically, mentally, and then I added another one, financially. That's a huge part of, to me, living this Zoe life, the absolute fullness of life. And so even when you have the right mindset, you know, then you can begin, that filters in every aspect of your life. And so this podcast is dedicated to those that are living the Zoe life, those that want to live the Zoe life, right? It's a weekly podcast dedicated to help you live the absolute fullness of life. So that means we're going to talk about things that are going to help you live the absolute fullness of life. And so I am in 2024, my goal, and one of my business coaches that I have worked with, I sent her a text or a messenger. That's what I was like, what did I call it? I had sent her a message because she actually has this great program for women to help them. And it's kind of your self-paced program. And I bought it a while ago and I kind of banked it, you know, and I was like, okay, I paid for that. And I got it at a really good deal. I paid for that. And I'm really serious about my abundant life living business. I'm serious about really helping women making money, you know, and so there's certain tools, there's certain things that I need to get together. And so I was telling her, you know, that I'm focusing in on what she had sent. And I told her that, let's see, it says, I want to really focus on my business. This year is all about stability, discipline, consistency, and building solid foundations in every part of my life, right? And so I know for myself that God gave me this abundant life living. Back years ago, God gave me everything about me exudes abundant, right? It exudes, I have a big abundant personality, right? I am loud, you know, and it has taken me doing the inner work to really embrace that and embrace who I am. And so as I told her, this year is all about stability, discipline, consistency, and building solid foundations in every part of my life. So in order for me to live that Zoe life, to live the absolute fullness of life, life running over. And, you know, I found that definition. I got to figure out, because when I was looking up that, I saw it somewhere and it said life running over. And I was like, absolutely. Life active and vigorous, devoted to God. And truly that is me, right? And so I am focused in on really creating that stability, really walking in discipline. You know, I have a definition of discipline and I've shared it before on the podcast, and I've shared it before when I've done my lives. That discipline, and I actually tweaked it. I actually had heard a part of the definition from some training I was in. I took that definition and I created it for me. right? To make me really get gain an understanding of what discipline is. And so discipline is the consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, and financial, in order to achieve certain goals. And then I go on, it says, through your discipline, Jehovah God shows up and is good and gracious to you. So God, in all of his infinite wisdom, right? We have to understand that we have the power within. We have the ability, right? We have the equipment within us to go forward, to be, to do, and to have all the good that we desire. However, it's going to take us walking in discipline. And so living the Zoe life, living the absolute fullness of life, really is all about discipline. It's all about you taking control of your life, you shifting your mindset, you doing what you need to do so that you can live that abundant life. You can live the Zoe life, the absolute fullness of life, life running over. And so on this podcast, Living the Zoe Life, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about topics. We're going to focus in on things to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I know that I am not on this earth to exist, but I have a destiny. I have a purpose. I have a reason that I'm here. And so this podcast is going to focus in on that. It's a weekly podcast. So while I'm doing my weekly podcast, I'm also recording the video so that I can use it for every other parts of my business, right? And so I want to encourage you to listen to this podcast. If you are wanting to become more disciplined, if you're wanting to begin to transform your life through shifting your mindset, and I'm telling you, you know, living the Zoe life, I am 55 years old, and so I have lived a little bit, and I'm determined that the rest of my life, the rest of the years that I'm on this earth, and I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon. I have too much to do because I have come to understand that I'm supposed to have and walk and live in the fullness of life. I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity. I am all of that. Right? I am all of that, which really is the Zoe life, the absolute fullness of life. And so I want to thank you for listening. I am going to be on. You will have a new podcast every week. I'm still deciding on the date. So the next podcast of when you listen to this, you will know when I will have, when I will be releasing weekly my Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening. I have listed some of the things that I got going on that Abundant Life Living is kicking off as we enter this new year of stability, discipline, and consistency. And I actually have a theme that I'm focusing in on all those things, but those things kind of wrapped around in the theme. And I'll talk about that in my next podcast. So again, I want to thank you so much for listening to Living the Zoe Life. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye now.